Next case.
Case number 12969, Tyler Short seeks a variance from the front yard setback requirement for a proposed structure. Section 115.25 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located north of Ennis Road. The 911 address is 20304 Ennis Road in Georgetown. The zoning district is AR1. The tax parcel is District 135, Map 14, Parcel 40. The applicant is seeking an 11.1-foot variance from the 40-foot front yard setback requirement for a proposed addition. We have 0 letters of support, 0 letters of opposition, and 1 mail return.
For as much as you've watched, I expect your presentation to be perfect.
It's a little different point of view. So,
Mr. Sharp, I'll swear you in.
State your name and address for record, please.
Tyler Short, 20304 Ennis Road, Georgetown, Delaware, 19947.
Swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay, so we would like to add on to our house. Currently, the house itself is pretty small. There is a driveway on the right side, and then we have a well directly behind the house. So that's why we're looking to add on to the left side. And due to the layout of the house, it makes it difficult to add on in a way that follows the ordinance. And so we're looking to have a variance there to make it work with the current house layout.
Have you talked to your neighbors?
I have not. I've talked to this neighbor.
And where do they live in
right
relation?
Across the street.
Across the street. Okay.
And where again is the well located?
The well is located about 10 feet directly behind the house, right around the center point.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
We have steps from the addition.
There will be steps on the backside coming into like a family room area.
So that won't require anything?
No, that would be in compliance of the 40 feet.
You have the new addition flush with the, is that a, like a bump out or an entry porch on the front?
Yeah, it's so the way we bought the house, it has like a little bump out for the front door that has like a closet on it. So we're looking to kind of line it up with that. It looks kind of awkward by itself.
Okay. So that made more sense from a design perspective than just making it flush with the front of the house?
Well, also from design perspective, based on where, like, so kind of how we're connecting the addition to our current house, we're using the current layout and where the windows are placed. If we were to line it up with the side of the house instead of that bump out, it gives like 3 feet of space on one side, which basically turns out to be kind of useless. So with the extra 3 feet, we're able to make use of it a little better. Or 4 feet. I can't remember the exact number it is.
Where's the septic system?
The septic, we're on town.
Oh, okay. All right. And you have a garage in the rear?
Yes.
Okay.
And you're not coming any closer to the road than the current bump out?
No.
Distance from property line to edge of the road? Approximately?
Maybe 3 to 4 feet. Okay. Maybe.
Good. Thank you.
Mr. Short?
I see the rear of the property has a tax ditch.
Yes.
And it looks like you've got a pretty significant right of way from that tax ditch too.
Yes.
Do you have any flooding or water issues in the rear of the property?
No. To the left side of the proposed addition, there is actually like kind of like a divot that goes all the way back to the tax ditch, which helps with the flooding of the yard. So it all kind of drains straight to the back.
Is there a slope?
That line that you can see on the map there, that is a sloped kind of ditch that goes all the way back.
So the front of the property is kind of high ground?
Yes.
So that naturally pushes development yes. towards the front of the property. And I'm guessing the reason you have your garage on the other side is because that's where your driveway is and is away from that kind of ditch that runs parallel to your side property line?
I'm guessing so, because that was there when we bought it.
And this house is an older house,
yes.
right? So built, I think the records show 1946, is that right?
I think that's correct, but I don't remember exactly. There might have been a number of years before. That's just the last like record, but I'm pretty sure it was built before that.
And does that, the kind of the design of an older house, does that create some issues for you as far as building an addition that would?
Yes, it is a box.
I have no further questions. Thank you.
Does that conclude your presentation, sir?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. You may have a seat. Is anyone present who would like to speak in favor of this case? Good evening. Mr. Sharp will swear you in.
Good evening. You state your name and address for the record, please.
Angela Townsend, 20293 Ennis Road, Georgetown.
Sure. Clayton Townsend, 20293 Ennis Road.
And you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Clayton and I have lived there approximately 28 years. We have seen a multitude of renters in and out of that house. One point in time, years ago, the whole yard was fenced in and they had farm animals, ducks and chickens, and so we've been through it. You name it, we've been through it. But it's nice to know that a young couple has bought it, single family dwelling, and they have a daughter, and it kind of completes our neighborhood. And the house is very, very small. I don't know how they do it. But they've made some improvements to the property. They have get-togethers in their yard. They have string lighting in the back. And it's just a nice compliment to the neighborhood to have a single family living there. And I do support the addition to the house because it's greatly needed for them. And it can only enhance the neighborhood. Thank you.
Clayton Townsend. I have to agree with Ange that they have done a tremendous amount of work in that house to remodel it. Over the years, there's been single girl or lady with a small child that I've had to help. So I've been in and out of the house over the years. We've had some really deadbeats. We've had some Deltec baseball players were there when they were racing up and down Addis Road. So having, and I went to them immediately when they said they bought it, I said, finally stability. And it's going to enhance the neighborhood. They're good people. I have no fault in the addition. And living there, actually, we've been married 27 years we've been there. Only one time did I see flooding at the very, very end because there's a big tax ditch. But since they cleaned up the tax ditches towards the town, the water now, I'm not seeing it. And that was probably 17, 18 years ago. But it was one of these astronomical, it just rained and rained and rained. And I think we had like 10 inches of rain in over a 9-10 day period. It would just seem like it wouldn't end. But no, I'm completely in favor for it and hope you approve it. Thank you.
Anyone else present who would like to speak in favor of this case? Is there anyone present who would like to speak in opposition to this case? Anything else from the board? At this time, I'll close the public hearing. Case number 12969 for Mr. Tyler Short, and entertain a motion. We can table it.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion to approve case number 12969 for Mr. Tyler Short for the request of variance pending the final written decision. Based upon the record made during the public hearing, the property has unique physical conditions. The exceptional practical difficulty has not been created by the applicant. The variance will not alter essential character of the neighborhood. The variance represents the minimum variance necessary to afford relief.
Second.
Motion and a second. Mr. Williamson.
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Werfel.
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Dr. Carson.
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hastings.
Aye.
And aye, too. So with a vote of 5-0, sir, your case is approved.